8:15, it's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, there's an event coming up about a month from now, September 8th, at Lake Story. It is a walk, the Team Hope Walk, and this is all about Huntington's disease and raising money. It's a horrible, horrible disease. We're going to talk a little bit more about it this morning. And joining us to talk more about the event and being affected, have families being affected by this disease. First off, Tara Gittinger. Tara, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well, Tom. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us this morning. Also, Sarah Kozad. Sarah, good morning. How are you today?
I'm well. And yourself?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Well, let's first off touch on that. We talked a little bit about this on the air this morning. I was reading some information on Huntington's disease, and it's a horrible disease. So basically, the symptoms are described as having ALS, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's all at the same time.
That's correct.
Wow. And then also the it affects, it's something that genetic that's passed on in families. And I'll start with you, Tara. Your family has been affected by this disease. Talk about that a little bit.
That's correct. Yes. My mother kind of had a late onset. Wasn't until probably her 60s, but we sort of saw symptoms. We thought maybe it was Parkinson's disease. Didn't know about a family history. She went to the doctor, finally agreed to get tested, and was positive for this. So it was sort of a surprise. My brother has a 50% chance of getting it, as do all people. It runs in the family, 50% chance. I'm at risk. He's at risk, but he does not have it, and I have not been tested.
Because they can tell. I mean, they can test whether you have outward symptoms. They can test and tell whether that you have that gene. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is a scary thing. And Sarah, talk about your family, how you're affected by it.
Both of my half sisters have the gene in their DNA. They started showing symptoms in their early 20s. We did know about it through their father's family. His siblings were affected. However, he passed away in a car accident, which was probably not anything to do with the Huntington's,
right.
But yeah.
Is that unusual? Is it because I know Parkinson's, it's more unusual that younger people do sometimes get it. There's different strains of it, but it's more, you get a little bit older. Is it the same way with Huntington's, or can affect you at any time?
Anytime. There's actually juvenile cases.
Wow.
So children, they can start early on. I mean, even 9, 10, I've seen, they have a video, like a YouTube something. It's like an hour long video about a family that's affected that has a young child that has it, and they have seizures.
Wow. Yeah. And I guess part of it, the diagnosis, if before testing is done, when a doctor sees them, or neurologist or whatever, those early symptoms, if you don't know it's something that's in your family tree, that those Parkinson's symptoms, that's what a lot of people think. I don't know if they get misdiagnosed initially or not.
Yes, that often happens. There's also psychiatric issues as well,
right,
that can kind of start in the beginning as well. And typically, if it is a juvenile case, the progression is quicker,
mm-hmm,
much quicker.
So. Yeah, just sounds like a horrible disease. And I can attest, I've got family members. My dad has three half-brothers who all have it. One has been in a nursing home for several years now because obviously basically like the Alzheimer's part of it has,
yeah,
really affected him more so than the others. But it's just, and then I have an aunt who has, his sister has Alzheimer's, and of course my dad had Parkinson's, so it's just a strange combination,
yeah,
of all these neurological diseases are kind of there.
And it's sort of unique in each person, but they do lose their ability to walk and eat and even talk.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, like it's kind of just unique in everybody, but usually those are some of the symptoms.
Yeah, I was reading some of the information. You mentioned that every child of a parent with Huntington's has a 50-50 chance of inheriting that faulty gene. Approximately 30,000 symptomatic Americans and more than 200,000 at risk inheriting that disease. So it's a horrible thing, progressive breakdown of the nerve cells in the brain. All right, so kind of bringing awareness about this disease for one, and a walk, Team Hope Walk, which is going to be coming up. Talk about the walk and what's going on and how people can get involved and help out.
Okay, so the walk is, we're just doing a 2-mile walk or run if you choose, just to raise awareness for this and money for the Huntington's Disease Society of America, which is the first one that was started, the first fundraiser. And they have provided 43 centers of excellence, which usually get together. I have a team of doctors that will, get together and work on helping these people that have this. They have experienced neurologists, psychiatrists, speech and swallowing specialists, and they've raised over $20 million to fund research for this. Basically, they know what to do, but they're not quite sure how to get there. So our event to raise money for that organization, there's going to be food from Smoking Willie's. There'll be live music from the Memphis Dives. We're going to have art activities for the kids and lots of other different activities, including a carnival bag raffle with a lot of local businesses that have donated goods and services.
And this will be at Lake Story. It's September 8th, which is, what, is that a Saturday?
That is a Sunday.
Sunday, okay. Yes. So Sunday, September 8th, out at Lake Story. Gets underway about 10:30 in the morning. So lots and lots of activities, lots of fun to be had to help out. So it sounds like there's no cure, but they're on the cusp of making some breakthroughs. Is that kinda?
Yes, I believe so. You know, we have to have hope. So we are just trying to get there and raise money and also awareness. If you want to sign up, www.hdsa.org/THWGillsburg. I don't know if you guys can put that on your website or not.
Yeah, we'll add that. In fact, we'll post this interview a little bit later and put a link to the website there.
Or you can register that day as well, but the earlier the better.
And what's the registration cost?
It's $25 beforehand, okay. $35 the day of.
And how about if somebody would like to help out monetarily, but maybe can't make it that day? Is there any way they can do that, like on the website or anything?
Absolutely. That is the website is the donor drive, so you could just donate if you can't make it or become a virtual walker.
Okay. All right. So, again, the event Sunday, September 8th. Tara Gittinger joining us this morning. Sarah Kozad. We're talking about the Team Hope Walk, which is coming up, bringing awareness to the issue of Huntington's disease and raising money to help find a cure for this horrible, horrible disease. All right, so Tara, Rova graduate,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Sarah, Rova graduate also?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I know you said your half-sisters were both Rova, so we got a room full of Rovans here. Although I was there before the W. Oh, you guys have heard all about that. Yes, there you go.
That's right.
Fighting Tigers nonetheless. Right? All right. So, again, just, man, this is such a horrible thing. And it's unfortunate that you have family affected that, you know, that you have to do things like this to bring awareness. But I guess the other side is that, okay, here you are, people that are bringing awareness to others.
Absolutely.
About it.
Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm.
For our families.
Yeah, for your families and, mm-hmm. And
all,
you know.
All families affected by
yes.
It.
So you said your half-sisters, Sarah, how are they doing at this point? I mean, is it a really fast-progressing disease? Or
My younger, older sister, mm-hmm. She has been showing symptoms for over 10 years, and she is at a point where she is bedridden on a feeding tube, and my mom cares for her 24/7. And then my oldest sister is currently in like an assisted living home. Her symptoms are more cognitive rather than the chorea that comes with Huntington's. And my mom also visits her, and she's in Peoria, visits her every 3 days and helps with supplies that she may need. But so they're both struggling daily.
And it does take a huge toll on the family as well.
Oh, absolutely.
As a caregiver.
Yeah, yeah, the caregivers and the rest of the family. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's really, really tough. So if you would like to help out, September 8th, it's a Sunday, 10:30 at Lake Story. You know, it's really interesting. I found out something I didn't know when I pulled up the information on the walk. It said 1572 Machen Drive in Galesburg. I'm like, where in the world is that? I had to pull up all the
right.
EMS. I didn't know any of the roads at Lake Story had those had street names. Right. I had no idea. But so now I found something out because of this. So where at Lake, will you be near the pavilion where you're going to start?
Yes, it'll be just east of the pavilion.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, over by where they do yoga in the park, and there's a couple of restrooms there as well.
Got it.
Playgrounds in that area.
Yeah, yeah. So right there, not far from the shelters either there.
Exactly.
So that's where it'll all get underway. What else, Tara, do you need people to know?
Well, I just think, you know, it's a day of fun, and we hope to raise awareness and hope that we can get a lot of people out and just have it, you know, fun for a good cause.
Do you know, is there like a support group in the area for this disease? Or do you know how many people just even like in the area or maybe in Galesburg are affected by it?
And unfortunately, I don't know offhand. There is a Huntington support group mm-hmm. on Facebook that I follow. But that's all I'm aware of really locally.
There's also support groups through the HDSA that people can join. Mm-hmm. And currently the closest one is in Iowa City. However, they are doing one. They're in the process of building one in Peoria.
Is there any place in particular where the research is going on that you're aware of? Is there like a particular...
All of these HD Centers of Excellence. Okay. Yes. Yep. They're doing all of the research there. So. Okay.
Very good. All right. Well, Huntington's disease, again, I mean, just to give you a little bit of a description of the symptoms, it can be like having ALS, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's all at the same time. So it's not good. And we need some help to get rid of this. So, again, you can help out Sunday, September 8th at Lake Story. It gets underway at 10:30 and register, again, online. And we'll put a link on our website to our interview here this morning, a link to the website where you can get yourself registered, which you can also register the morning of.
Yes, you may.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tara, Sarah, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom. We appreciate it.
Thank you.